Sometimes you wonder if this fight is worthwhile. The precious moments are all lost in the tide. Yeah, they're swept away and nothing is what it seems. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going, and I don't know why, but listen to your heart before you tell.
The songs you loved then and the songs you love now.
Move.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well.
We all have heard of raw dogging. It took on a life of its own, this term raw dogging, where you were going to get on a plane and do nothing. You're just going to stare. That was the new raw dogging, yeah, dogging for 2024, 2025.
I don't feel like I know anybody in my real life who raw dogs. I feel like I only see videos on social media of people raw dogging.
Sure. That was a trend that it was weird, but like if you saw somebody do it, it wouldn't bother you, right? Like, you'd be like, okay, whatever. Like, who cares? But there is another trend called bear beating, which I think would bother
you. Sorry, bear beating?
Bear, B-A-R-E. Bear beating is a new trend.
Okay.
That a lot of TikTokers are doing and talking about, and people are seeing sort of out in real life. And in fact, in the UK, they've started to fine people for bear beating. Bear beating, B-A-R-E. What is bear beating?
Why are they all weird like this?
Like, why are they all like sexual sounding?
Yes,
I don't know. It's just because they are.
Okay.
Bear beating.
That makes it a trend.
Yeah.
If it sounded boring, it wouldn't catch on.
Yes.
If it sounds naughty, people want to do it.
So in the UK, they're fining people for up to like £1,000.
£1,000
if you're caught bear beating.
But it's not the thing that it sounds like. Because I can see that coming with a £1,000 fine if you're caught doing that.
Yes. It's not indecent exposure.
I have no idea. But I can't wait to find out.
I bet you've seen somebody do bear beating here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've seen anybody do raw dogging, so I can't imagine I saw somebody do bear beating.
You've definitely seen somebody do bear beating.
So what is bear beating?
Bear beating is listening to music, walking around, and not having headphones in. So the idea is that you are like, you are on a bike or you're sitting somewhere or you're hiking. You've got your music on your phone, sometimes on a mini speaker, and you're just sharing it with the world and nobody's asked you to.
See, I don't call that bear beating. I call that rude.
Yes, well, it is. It's why they're fining people in the UK up to
£1,000. Now that seems to be overreach.
Yeah.
Just for listen, in what situation do you know? Or is
that public transport.
Okay.
And sorry, and as I, you know what, I should correct myself because right now it's a proposal for to fine people.
So it's like $1,000 for playing your music too loud.
But the idea of if you're doing it on public transit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, have you not seen people do this?
I have seen that.
It's very aggressive.
It's different for sure, but it's like I get a kick out of it because it takes me back to my youth.
100% when people would walk around with a boombox and stuff.
People do that.
Are you kidding?
No,
that's what happens at the beach and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And people bring their music down.
People. I remember people being at the beach is one thing, but this is more like people walking around with their music or being on a bicycle with their music.
The best part.
No. I definitely remember 80s, 90s people. Carrying it around. I've 100%. Definitely seen that.
I feel 100%. That was in the movies.
No, it was in Cologne, I'll tell you that.
That is not surprising at all.
Yeah, that was, okay, I get it. You know what, I'll give you a pass because I believe that definitely happened in Cologne.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care at all. Stand in the light just to hit a new low. You're faking a smile. You had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie, you come it back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day. Hey!
93.5 has your tickets in. Oh, I've been all this week. Listen to the Nat and Drew Show at 8:05, and you could win tickets to Shawn Mendes at Rogers Arena October 12th. Today's best variety.
Keep it here to grab your free tickets.
Move 103.5.
Thank you so much.
It's so embarrassing when everyone's talking about the HBO original The White Lotus, but you haven't watched it because you don't have Crave. And they ask you who your favorite character is, and you say, White Lotus? And then they tell you, that's the name of the hotel.
Switch your phone plan to Bell and get Crave on us, and start streaming The White Lotus, all on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Available on select phone plans when you bring your own phone. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlevision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. And so is host and fan favorite Ariana Madix.
Safe to say this season's looking pretty good.
Don't miss the cultural phenomenon critics call must-see TV. Love Island USA. The new season streams June 3rd. On Crave. Proudly Canadian.
This May, iHeartRadio celebrates Asian Heritage Month. Discover powerful stories, vibrant cultures, and unforgettable music. From inspiring podcasts to playlists that span East, South, Southeast, and West Asian artists, we're honoring the voices shaping our world. Listen now on the free iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.ca.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlevision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Here's Mike from You Move Me with another customer review.
Allison from Port Coquitlam had this to say about the You Move Me crew. They did a great job. They were friendly and polite, arrived on time, and worked efficiently. There was no damage, and they left no mess behind. Thrilled with their service. Thanks, Allison. We believe no mess, no stress.
There are nearly 3,000 You Move Me reviews you can read online anytime. See why You Move Me is the home of your best move ever. YouMoveMe.com.
A star-studded field of golfers.
Rory McIlroy on fire.
Led by our nation's best.
Oh, Canada!
Contend for the Canadian crown.
Oh, my goodness!
The RBC Canadian Open, June 5th to the 8th on TSN and TSN Plus.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence. Woo! In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet! Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
All right, team. Looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit.
Just how we like it.
We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork.
That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
Real Canadian Superstore is issuing a hot deal warning. This week, get a watermelon for only $4.99. Snack on juicy sweetness and bask in the glow of low prices all summer long at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
today's best variety. Move 103.5.
Job market, the job situation, it's always so competitive, feels incredibly competitive right now. So good to have whatever edge you can get. According to this Harvard grad and NYU professor, this is the most desirable trait an employee can have in 2025. In fact, she says CEOs will kill for it.
Huge TikTok following.
A huge TikTok following.
Yeah.
Says Nat Hunter.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Darn.
That
boo
is not.
Nat.
That is.
Okay, well, boo is harsh. That feels like that's really harsh.
Sorry, I guess it's Monday.
Yeah.
Nice try.
I mean, you know what? You didn't have to say anything. What's your guess?
Resilience.
Yeah, boo.
Dang. Let's keep trying.
You knew that was gonna. You knew that was coming.
I know.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to say something so I could boo.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But come on. Hey, we're either strong, we like competition,
yes,
or not.
Yes. Okay. And here's the deal. Booing also not a desirable candidate.
What?
In an employee in 2025, the most desirable trait. This, according to Susie Welch, Harvard grad who currently serves as a professor at NYU's Stern School of Business, says that the most important and desirable trait an employee can have is the ability to execute. Execute. Nat's like, of course, you dummy.
That's like the job.
What even is that?
Yeah, it's like, so it sounds like it's the ability to follow instructions and do the job.
And do it well. Not just in court. So you're sorry. Okay. So Nat and Aaron are disagreeing with a Harvard graduate and a professor at the NYU Stern School of Business. You don't see a difference between just doing a job and executing it brilliantly? Because I think there is a big difference.
Well,
just kind of do it and get it done and you get things done or you nail it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that generally speaking, when you look to hire a candidate, you look for the person that will be able to execute the job the best.
Yeah, and they'll be the ones that'll be the most successful.
Yeah, and have a huge TikTok following because they're so good at executing.
Maybe that's the problem, is too many people that are coming out are too focused on the TikTok following and not the execution side of the job.
I don't know, it just feels like it's just sort of evident. It doesn't seem like there wasn't a big revelation. Maybe I'm interpreting it wrong.
Maybe it's also a comment on what employees and people who are in a hiring position are seeing out there. There's not enough of those people out there who can execute, so that's why it's so desirable.
I know that I had a series of, before I sort of found my groove, of like jobs I didn't get because I don't think I was ready to be able to execute.
You couldn't execute.
I couldn't execute.
Look at this. Yeah. The Harvard grad and the NYU professor might know what she's talking about.
Well, I also shouldn't have applied for things that I wasn't qualified for.
Chemical engineer.
616. The pay was really good, though.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Come on. my heart.
What's up? This is Miley Cyrus. This is new music. Miley Cyrus, End of the World.
On Move.
Pretend it's not the end of the world.
distance. How come we're naked in the kitchen? We're falling back, falling out. All the same mistakes, just a call away. Someone save me from myself. As much. I woke up from a dream about you.
I kinda liked it till it came to.
Made me forget that we were bad news.
Canada and Canadians, how vulgar are we, do you think, when compared to our American neighbors?
I have had it with these snakes on this plane.
How vulgar are we as a nation? Interesting new research project done around the world, ranking countries and how vulgar they are. Where do you think Canada falls on this list? I'll tell you this, spoiler alert, the number one most vulgar country in the world? The United States of America.
So when you say vulgar, do you mean use of swear words?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like, I kind of find us pretty similar. I'm, you know, if they're beating us, I mean, actually, the Brits might be up there. We might be below the Brits.
Might be below the Brits?
I think so. They swear a lot. Just like regular, like, that's like their greetings often are like swear words.
Basic. Basically, to do this project, they looked at published words on websites and social media and et cetera, like how often people are using swear words online. And you nailed the top two countries. The U.S. is number one. Great Britain is number two.
Got it. Okay.
On the swear thing. But you think we'd be right there neck and neck with them? Just like number three, four kind of in there, Nat?
There's also the Irish and the Australians. So
Australia's number three.
Look at you with your knowledge of swearing.
Yeah.
Ireland is number seven. Aaron, where do you think we are?
We've got to be low down. I think we're very polite. I really do.
Do you really?
I do. Yeah. I do.
We are more polite than any other country that has been mentioned thus far. We are number nine on the list overall, just behind Jamaica and ahead of Nigeria. But the top five, the U.S., the U.K., Australia, Singapore, and New Zealand are your top five countries with the filthiest mouths.
Singapore surprises me.
Me too.
I've never been to Singapore, but I associate Singapore with just being like super clean and super polite and
rule abiding.
Very strict rules. And so I just assume that, you know, there's not a lot of swearing.
Well, maybe it's just kind of casual. Maybe it's in a non-confrontational way. Maybe it's just, using it as adjectives. Just
look how beeping, beep, 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 he's clean.
That doesn't fit.
Okay. I think it might be boiling over a little bit.
Like all those rules.
Yes. Yeah.
When you feel the need, to just kind of let loose, do you always just do it or do you ever use anything else like as a swear substitute? What's your swear word substitute?
I don't have a swear word substitute.
No? Never?
No, I don't.
Always?
Always. I just let them rip.
Okay.
I try to swear less for sure, but I don't really have a substitute. My mom actually is so cute. Like, she does swear, but sometimes when she's not super angry and she wants to swear, she'll say crumbs instead.
That's right.
She's like, oh, crumbs.
I love it.
Erin, do you have a swear word substitute?
I love, in the same vein, love cheese and crackers.
Now, is that because did you start to do that around your kids?
I tried.
And now with no kids, you don't really have to worry.
No.
About, like, the dogs don't care.
No. So, and sometimes I'll just go to in front of other people's kids. I'm like, want to hear some swears?
Let me teach you a thing or two.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment. Which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously, includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, or Boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Introducing Brian Adams Radio
on iHeartRadio.
Got my first real slick string.
Hosted by Brian Adams himself.
Join me for an insider look on a wild ride through 40 years of global rock and roll.
Brian Adams Radio.
I'm ready.
Now available on the free iHeartRadio app. Or ask your smart speaker to play Brian Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Who's ready to rock?
Go, kids wanna rock.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of money being sucked out of our home. Time to upgrade our windows, doors, and insulation.
That sounds expensive.
What's expensive is paying for heating and cooling that just leaks outside. With high-efficiency upgrades, we'll use less energy, which could help reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, we'll save money with FortaSpecies rebates.
Rebates. Did you hear that?
Visit FortisBC.com/rebates to discover all our go-ahead
rebates
to help conserve energy in your home. Energy for a better BC.
There are many reasons Chambers Plan is Canada's number one plan for employee benefits, including number 5, rate stability. Chambers Plan members' claims are bundled together with thousands of similar businesses. This helps your premium stay manageable and predictable, giving you greater rate stability over the long term. And when it comes to your business, stability is everything. Are your current benefit rates stable? Maybe it's time to look elsewhere. Chambers Plan, Canada's number one plan for employee benefits. Interested? Learn more at chamberplan.ca.
It's a treasure hunting weekend at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. Today and tomorrow at the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds, shop rows of vendors with curated collections of home decor, furniture, collectibles, and handmade goods. Refresh your home for spring and discover one-of-a-kind pieces. Admission is just $5 at the door, children 12 and under free. Find out what unique treasures are waiting for you at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market this weekend at the Albion Barns in the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds.
The CHL's ultimate prize is on the line as league champions clash with host Rimouski.
One of the hardest trophies to win in all of hockey.
The 105th Memorial Cup, May 23rd to June 1st on TSN.
It's late Friday night and orders are coming in. Thankfully, with Saturday business pickup and delivery with UPS, packages get moving on the weekend, so I'm ready for the next order. I love it when a company works on my schedule. UPS Saturday pickup and delivery is just what my business needs.
Looking for fresh, delicious food and the best coffee in town? Visit Penticton. Stop by Still Food Bistro and Cappuccino Bar. Enjoy handcrafted specialty coffee, fresh baked goods, and mouth-watering meals made with local ingredients. Whether you're grabbing breakfast, brunch, or a cozy dinner, we've got something for everyone. Find us in the heart of downtown on colorful Front Street and experience food that fuels your soul. Still Food Bistro, where good food and great coffee come together.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment. Which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $39 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. An outrageous half-hour comedy with the heroes we need now more than ever. Canadian superheroes.
Canadian superheroes?
Yes, Canadian superheroes. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders.
You just pissed up the wrong maple tree.
And Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll.
Super Team Canada. New series, stream now. Only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's. Only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
This hour is for Choices Market. Choices Market has been awarded Organic Retailer of the Year by the Canada Organic Trade Association. Thank you for trusting Choices with your organic shopping needs.
What is today's best variety? It's this.
Spark in the dark, a tidal wave down. We're here to bring you more. More music. More variety. All weekend.
Move 103.5.
I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be.